This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Cops are closing in on a homicide suspect. Mount Pleasant police say they've identified a suspect in the June 24th shooting of an 18-year-old Kenosha man. Investigators have a warrant for 17-year-old Ron Rollo Franklin of Racine on attempted robbery and felony murder charges. Police say they think that he's still in the area. They're asking anyone with information to come forward. His image is online. We're getting a break from the heat, but not from the smoke. The state has issued an air quality advisory because wildfire smoke is moving in, and that advisory could be extended. People in sensitive groups should stay inside or limit time outdoors. Rain may help the situation by the weekend. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. A Burlington beach is closed for now because of probable blue-green algae. Racine County Parks officials say Browns Lake Beach at Fisher Park will stay shut until the algae is gone. Kenosha City Administrator John Morrissey is retiring at the end of the year. Kenosha Mayor David Bogala says the city is starting a search for his replacement right away. Morrissey had previously served as police chief and director of inspections. Milwaukee County bus riders could face major service cuts next year. The county transit system is proposing a 25% reduction starting next year as it deals with rising costs and a growing budget gap. Milwaukee County leaders say no final decision has been made yet. There are public meetings planned before a proposal goes to the county board. And home sales picked up in Racine and Kenosha counties in the second quarter. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says June listings rose in both counties and average sale prices also went up. Realtors say the market could cool down if more homes were put up for sale. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. We're looking at another hazy day as the air quality alert continues. The Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality alert across the entire state until at least this afternoon. The alert could be extended. Forecasters say they expect the Canadian wildfire smoke to start to clear out gradually sometime tomorrow, with scattered thunderstorms developing throughout the day. You can check the air quality where you are on the DNR's website. Details are also coming up in the forecast. As that heat wave moves through our state, energy providers are preparing for an increase in demand. Civic Media's James Kelly has some tips on what you can do to help save energy while still staying cool.
As the weather outside heats up, people inside will be turning up their air conditioners to stay cool. More air conditioning means more energy use, however, placing additional strain on utility companies to meet the increased demand. Energy company officials are asking residents to help mitigate that additional strain while still staying cool by doing things like closing their shades and windows, keeping interior doors open to circulate air through their homes, and getting their air conditioners inspected to ensure they're working as efficiently as possible. Residents should also be looking out for signs of heat-related illness this week, including things like muscle cramps, nausea, and heavy sweating. To minimize the effects of the heat this week, residents should limit outdoor activity or schedule it for cooler times of the day, like early morning and late evening, stay properly hydrated, and wear lighter clothing. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Safety experts also suggest checking in with people who are more vulnerable to the heat, like older neighbors and family members. A nationwide settlement tied to a 23andMe data breach will bring some money to Wisconsin. The State Department of Justice says it joined 41 other states in a deal over the 2023 breach. The company's assets have since been sold, with new rules aimed at better protecting consumer data. State election officials say there's probable cause Elon Musk broke Wisconsin law by offering big cash tied to voting. Now a local district attorney will decide what happens next. The Election Commission voted 5-1 to refer the case to the Brown County DA after complaints about a social media post tied to the 2025 Supreme Court race. State law bans offering more than $1 to influence someone to vote, and violations can be a felony. Musk later changed the offer to rewards for signing a petition, and courts allowed that at the time. The DA and Musk's attorney have not commented. The missing kayaker who staged his own death on Big Green Lake in 2024 will end up paying to fund public service equipment in Green Lake County. Ryan Borgwart was ordered to pay restitution to the DNR for the roughly 350 hours they spent searching the lake when he faked his death and fled to Europe. The DNR announced Wednesday they used about $9,000 of those restitution funds to purchase a sonar search device. The device, called Towfish Sonar, can map the bottom of water bodies for missing persons, items, and hazards. The Towfish has already been deployed to 4 missions and located 2 missing people. Voters in Janesville are getting the last word on the former GM Jatco manufacturing site. The city council voted unanimously this week to approve language in a referendum that will be on November's ballot, asking voters if they should have the final say on big development projects. That includes sales and leases at the manufacturing site costing more than $450 million. If the measure is approved, it would mean Janesville wouldn't be able to make changes to the site without voter approval. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks got their first win during the Summer League games last night in Las Vegas. They beat the Charlotte Hornets, 110-91. This time, the Bucks' leading scorer was Nate Amon, taken 13th overall by Milwaukee in the first round. Amon asked about what he and Braden Burris think about joining a Bucks team minus Bobby Portis or Giannis.
I think we see it as another challenge, and luckily we're not doing it alone. You know, we have a great organization behind us, and we have great vets and great players on the team that can help us, you know, get to where we want to get to. But I mean, at the end of the day, like Braden first said, it's about winning first and foremost, and whatever we can do to do that, we're going to do it. So that's just kind of our mentality going into it.
Baseball, the Brewers open up a 3-game homestand tomorrow night against the Florida Marlins. The Brewers adding 2 pitchers to the roster, Lance McCullers and Colton Gordon, from the Astros in exchange for Jaden Fielder, the son of former Brewer Prince Fielder. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to have more smoke in the air from those wildfires up by the Boundary Waters. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 84 our high today. Tonight, 71, partly cloudy, warm and muggy. Tomorrow, 90 with a few isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.